Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who's given us the opportunity to share the Word of God with you. I want to shout out to those of you that are listening to the broadcast here in America. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Canada, welcome. Welcome unto you, Iraq and Mexico, welcome. Welcome, Algeria, Philippines, welcome. And every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWORD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, once again, we're grateful for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You know it's Friday. You know that means heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And I will be joining here in this broadcast today. And as we await for my brother to come, I just want to once again thank God for all of you that have been listening, faithful listening to us over these past, this month will make 4 years that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. And I am grateful and humble for such a chance that God has given us to present the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you, the listener. Amen. It's truly indeed a blessing to, as my brother said, be on this top side of the earth. It is a blessing to be chosen by God to do such a work as this. It is vitally important that we prepare ourselves as believers for the things that are about to come. As I've said before, there are going to be many tests and trials. One of those tests is going to involve your witness, Christ, your stance for the Word of God. Your faith will be tested as your character as well. This is what we will be facing. And we can see things as they are unfolding now. You can see that the way that it is heading. We're heading for a overall total persecution of Christianity. Christianity soon being the main thing that is going to be persecuted. I can't stress how important it is for us as believers to get ready. We're going to see why God said what he said in his word, why he had permitted his word to be written for us to feed upon. We're going to see. Now I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless, brother.
God bless you, may the Holy Spirit bless you and grant grace and favor upon you.
Amen. Good to hear from you this day, brother.
Great to have again a fellowship and of sharing and give testimony of the gospel of Christ, and the restoration of all things and his soon coming. Talking and speaking and declaring about the coming of Elijah the second time to bring about the restoration of all things, and to share the end time truth about the Holy Spirit moving in all the earth. So a wonderful day the Lord has given us, an opportunity, so we're grateful. You know, it's amazing that the Lord commands life again today for us to share some good things and hope with people in all the world. And as time is moving closely, we come to the close of the age of man's rule in the kingdom of God to fill the earth, and Christ shall come and reign and rule. So we have this time given to us to celebrate and tell the world about make ready, the king is coming.
Amen. Most definitely, brother, I agree that we have to get ready, get prepared, and that it's no time to be playing around.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day is precious. Every breath, every step we take. So we acknowledge the Lord Jesus in the Holy Spirit and submit ourselves to him today for his glory. Heart to heart is women's, we give special recognition and honor to the women of God and mothers, the wives and the ambassadors and the helpers of who are raising families for the next generation for Christ. And we have to recognize our backside. I call the women our straight and backside support in everything in the earth. So we have to give special honor to them. I believe in honoring people while they're living, not so much after they're dead. It'd be good if we honor them while they're alive.
Amen. I do agree with you on that too, brother. Giving honor, as the word of God says, well, honor is due. And yeah, I agree. That while they're living, give
Amen.
Honor.
You know, I was just thinking about what we were discussing about the curse of the law and the blessings of Abraham and Isaac upon all the believers. The curse of the law and the curses of the law that's operating greatly in the earth. And many, many, many people do not understand how the word curses spoken of is still under thriving Satan operating in the earth. Right now, a lot of things Satan is causing or men are causing by violating of God's law, which is called a sowing and reaping, results of cause and effect. The scripture says the curse does not without a reason comes. That's in Proverbs. He said the curses does not come without a real spiritual reason, a violation. When we violate a law, there's a cause and effect. You notice the law of gravitation has never changed since God put it out there. And so people don't understand when Paul writes to the church of Galatia in Asia Minor, he says, Christ died, suffered, paid the ultimate price, given his life to redeem us from the curse of the law. In particular, talking about the law of Moses in particular, and the results, curse operating not only Israel, but the curse of the law that affects all mankind even to this day. Not the curse of the ordinances of Israel, the ordinances, which is over 630 man-made ordinances, but the curse of the law that he gave to Moses, in particular for Israel and for the whole world, and all those that to come, the curse of the law. And Christ came to redeem us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. And the blessings of Abraham also will come upon those that embrace the blesser, which is Jesus Christ. The blessings of Abraham will be theirs too. The blessings of Abraham, Abraham was a type and a shadow of the redeemed church. Actually, he was sort of a type of the Christ himself, a symbolic type. Isaac, a type of the Holy Spirit, the servant who went after wife to get a wife for Isaac, a type of the Holy Spirit and of the Son. Now, why do you think that a law is given and there's an effect? Now, the first law or command, one of the three laws in the Garden of Eden to Adam was given not to eat or partake or come against that which he command, which partake of the tree of good and evil. When he violated that law, command, it brought a total negative effect of death immediately began to come, spiritual death. He felt the physical death, but there's another death was coming, which is called the eternal death. So death, sickness, disease, poverty, separation from God came immediately. The only one that didn't happen immediately was the eternal death, which was at the end of life. But Christ came to redeem us by his own blood and life and redemption and resurrection. Christ came to redeem. And I think that covers today why we see all the things happen to nations, to people, to world, to family, to people. They are curses of sin that's operating. So we can't comprehend this. How do we negate, counsel, rebuke, remove the curses from us? Christians think that just because they came to Christ and the first curse, the most important curse, which is the spiritual curse of separation from God, their spirit being dead to God, they now have a living hope, a living spirit of hope, Christ in them. But all the curses of the law are still in effect and affecting Christians and sinners and those ignorant too. The curses operate in ignorance, and the curses operate freely when people don't believe that they're actually operating against them. And Deuteronomy named some of the curses that was going to affect Israel and the rest of the world because of their ignorance. And Deuteronomy 27 says to Israel as a type, but really actually truth about the good effects, the blessings that come obedience. And you know what he said to Israel? If thou would hearken diligently. And he starts out with Israel. If thou would hearken diligently. If thou would hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and his statutes, his judgments, and his laws, then all these blessings shall come upon thee. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had all these blessings flowing upon our lives and our children and our nation, our community, right?
Amen.
I know I would. All the blessings that he had in Deuteronomy, I'm not enjoying all of them, but I'm enjoying the best one, that is being birthed in the kingdom and being reclaimed by the Father through Jesus Christ. Now, that's the spiritual union, but still, Christians, as well as the world and the nation, are still being affected by curses. Do you agree or disagree? You want to enlighten me and correct
that? I agree.
I agree 100%. I definitely agree.
So, the gospel come with light and understanding, Ephesians, that our eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, Ephesians chapter 2. And Paul enlightens us and reveals much that it was hidden from us in the Old Testament. And he makes the New Testament church aware of the atonement of Christ, the sacrifice, what it covers. Christ died for our sin. Now, but we don't understand, he didn't just die for our sins. He died for our sin nature. And to redeem us from not only our sin, but the sin nature that is death that we inherit from Adam when we were born in sin and iniquity. We are under the curse of spiritual death when we are, you know, born and come to age. We're under spiritual death that came through Adam, and the law of Moses came to convict us of sin that we may repent and come to Christ. Now, automatically, that curse is still operating on our mind, our body, our soul, our finance, our children, our home, our nation, our street, our community, our waters, our environment. You name it, they're still operating, right?
Amen. Amen.
Now, you know what he told to Israel? He said, I will bless the land for your sake. Now, here's the covenant of blessing Abraham when you receive the blessing of Abraham, which is the Lord Jesus in the gospel. The whole world is going to receive this blessing through the gospel of Christ to be redeemed from the curse that's upon their lives, spiritually death, separation from God, their cities, their nations, their children, their homes, and the land and the atmosphere will be delivered from the curse of where they are. That's why he said, I'll bless every place your sole of your feet touch. Notice what he said when Moses and God said, I'll bless every place the sole of your feet touch. Now, why he's got to bless it if he's already blessed? I will bless it for your sake in the covenant I make with you. Now, Christians are to walk in the blessing, and every place they touch, hallelujah, every place they go, they carry the Abrahamic redeemed blessings of Jesus Christ, who's the Abraham seed of blessing that he promised. Jesus is the blessing he promised to give the whole earth, the seed of Abraham. And every place the souls are faith, we're not going to take religion, brother. We're not going to take so much religion, are we? I would like
Amen.
You to read Deuteronomy again, about 9 verses, for us to enlighten what the curse of the law has not been done away. You know what he said in Matthew 5:25? Let's read Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse, what is it? Beginning at 17, 18, 19, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, when Jesus came. Because a lot of people think that Jesus came to do away with the law of God.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5. Starting at verse 17, the word of God says, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said
now,
by them of old time.
We will later on read most of that chapter. But Jesus declares his purpose. The law of God in Romans chapter 7 is given because it cannot redeem you from the curse. Now, what was the curse? Spiritual death, separation from the law of God, sickness, disease, poverty, and oppression. The law of Moses could not redeem you. Now, the law of Moses is God's law holy and righteous and just, but it can't redeem your nature. Ephesians said you're dead in sin. Your nature is dead. So it cannot revive your nature. It cannot give you life to your nature and reconcile you to God. So the law was to point out sin and call us to repent and be convicted and come be reconciled to Christ through the blood, that we may become the righteousness of God, that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham and be delivered from the curse. Delivered from the curse. But the curse will continue to operate in our life until we know that we are delivered from it and tell the enemy and tell the curse, I will not be under because Christ became a curse. Now let's go to Christ became a curse and sin for us. What is that? Galatians 3 and 13, 14, 15. We're redeemed. Amen. Christ came to redeem us from, not deliver, listen, because people think he came to free us from the law. No, he didn't. He came to free us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Read up.
Galatians 3 and 13. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture
now,
have concluded.
Now, all that's under the law condemned. Okay, now, the law condemns us, convict us, but it can't free us. The law of God, I'm talking about the ordinances of Israel that had to do 630 all them different artisans they had to do. I'm talking about the law of holy God, the Ten Commandments. Now, listen, the Ten Commandments. Now, the law could not make us righteous, nor is the Lord could make us holy. It can't. The law of Moses could not redeem our nature, nor deliver us from the curse. And the curse is death, separation, oppression, sickness, disease, poverty, and walking under the curses that Adam caused to come in the earth. Now, let's see. When it names the blessings, which is the type and shadow in the Deuteronomy, he names to Israel, which chosen select people, whom the law of truth and light was to come to the whole world, be given to the whole world, that there is one true God and living God, and he made a covenant with Israel to reveal it to the whole world. Now, and they may become a partaker of the blessings of Abraham through his seed, singular, Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can partake of life. All nations of the world must know that the only way you can partake of the life of God, be reconciled, is through the one seed that was promised. The seed, Yeshua Mashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer. Now, notice he is the Redeemer. And the word Redeemer, to redeem us. And, you know, why is Satan walking up and down in the earth? What is he doing? He's exacting all the things to afflict, to curse us. You notice that when Jesus came into the world, he set about doing something abnormal. He said, I come to set the captive free. Well, what do you mean? Jesus, Isaiah 61, I come to set the captive free, to open the prison doors, to set at liberty and the bruised. Now, when he rose from the dead after the atonement, the blood, it is not automatically that you are set free. There is no automatic. You have to hear the gospel or be convicted and repent and put your trust in the blood and the resurrection of Christ. Now the life of God began to operate. Now you have to proclaim that I'm free from every curse of the law and take advantage of that. Even though it's yours, you have to proclaim it and obtain it and possess it. Now, it's just like when you get sick or diseased or oppressed. When the devil afflicts you with a curse, you can say, well, Christ died 2,000 years ago, I ain't gonna worry about it. Now, if you don't proclaim liberty and freedom from that curse, you most likely gonna die. Why? Because Amen. It's not automatically. Listen, when everywhere they went, the children of Israel went, there was a curse operating among the heathens and in the earth. Hallelujah. Do you know most of the water, the land, the atmosphere is now under a curse?
Amen.
They called it pollution, environment, disaster, greenhouse effect, and all this good stuff they called it, right? And, of course, Trump don't want to recognize hardly any of it. See, that's what it called ignorance. Now, I'm not talking about him, but I'm talking about not knowing, not understanding the laws of God. That's ignorance to the environment that's poison and corrupt and killing people and going to cause the stuff. And the waterways, poison, pollute. That's called the curse. The land refused to yield its fruit, curse, and famine. That's a curse. That ain't no blessing when the land, one-fourth, a fifth, or half of the earth won't produce food sufficient for its people. That's a curse. I know people don't think that's a blessing when millions of people are starving.
Amen.
Do you think that the land out there that's famine with the devil or won't give water or won't produce where people can live and have a life, they think that's a blessing? No, that's a curse on that land and upon that people. But we got to explain the gospel is not only to give you a personal relationship alive in Christ, but it's more than that. It's not only that, which is the most important part, a reunion, reuniting with the Father through Christ and the Holy Ghost, but it goes beyond that. That's why the message of the kingdom, the message of the gospel of the kingdom must be preached and revealed in all of the world to remove
Amen.
Satan and the curse, to remove Satan's power and dominion and the curse. The curse. Now, do you know most of the waterways are unfit to drink in the world, most of them?
Amen.
No, see, people, you get to heaven quicker. You'll get there real quick if you don't understand how to get rid of the curse. You'll get there, you get to heaven before your time. You'll die before your time with poison, disease, sickness, affection. Well, I want to get there. Well, you want to get there in a hurry. Don't deal with the curses that's operating in the earth. You'll get there quicker. That's what you want to do. Die of cancer, die of lung, die of a plague, die of this, of that disease. If that's okay with you, but it's not okay with the Lord. You know why? Why? Jesus said in Isaiah 60, I came to loose the captive, open the prison door, set at liberty free. And you know what he did? In the 12th chapter of Matthew, he went everywhere preaching the gospel, healing the sick, Why did he heal the sick and the oppressed? Acts 10. Why did he set them free? Because they were under the curse. What did he do?
Amen.
He set them free and gave them wholeness and life. The devil is a liar. The devil has tricked people thinking that all these things are happening are a blessing upon us, that God giving us all this good stuff. Okay. The devil wants you to stay in ignorance thinking that this is the will of God. It's the will of God upon sinners and those that rebel against God. That's what the result of those nations that are under a curse, you know, most of them are suffering so many things, right?
Amen.
Okay. Listen. What is the curse for turning a nation over to idolatry? Do you know what the Bible says? What when a nation government and its rule is under tyranny and idolatry, is that some kind of negative circumstance will fall upon that nation? Okay. They estimate how many Christian, born again, redeemed Christians there are in the world. Now, we are one-fourth. But do you know the rest? Well, I don't know, it's 2 billion or what, 2.5 billion Christian or 2 billion or something like that. But what is the rest of the world under?
Amen.
The kingdom of God has not filled the earth. The gospel has not taken dominion and power. Listen, so the rest of the world, which is over 4 billion people or more, they're not operating under the covenant of Christ, right? Of the Redeemer, right?
That's right.
Well, who's over those governments? Most of them. Who's the king over them? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And Ephesians chapter 2 and 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The God of this world. Now listen,
amen.
The God of the, what do you mean? The God of this present ruling governments and powers is under Satan. God is not in charge. Like you hear these people say, God is in charge. No, he is not. That's why the kingdom of
amen.
God has to take dominion, because he is not in charge. Why do you think the kingdom of God got to fill the whole earth if he's in charge? What's the reason the kingdom of God filling the whole earth if he's in charge of all these nations? You ain't got to worry about God is in charge of everything. I'm afraid that's not quite accurate. That's not quite accurate. Now that's quite off. It sounds good, but it's not quite accurate. It's not scriptural. We have to take dominion. Why do you think Daniel said the kingdom must subdue all nations and roll forth and fill the earth in Daniel 7? If the Father, if Jesus was in dominion and power over these nation governments and me, the curse would be lifted. And peace and joy and righteousness and health and healing and deliverance will fill the nations. But it's not. The curse of sin and death, rebellion and stubbornness is still in effect. Now,
amen.
There is an outbreak of cancer, in particular, hitting America now in the last, 20 years or what, 25,
yeah.
One of the greatest outbreaks. Used to be in the old days of the Old Testament, it was leprosy, right?
Right.
It was the main dreaded disease. But now we have cancer, all kinds of cancer. Named medical doctor. But they got all kind of tumors, cancers, disease of the bones, the joints, the organs, and then all kind of disorders. With this other disease, blood disease, hitting the Western world and other nations, right? It's coming up on us, people. And one out of three persons is in the bloodline where they're having a heart problem, kidney problem, cancer problem, and whatever problem, breast cancer. Women are having breast cancer, heart attack, and bone cancer, and liver cancer, and prostate cancer, and colon cancer. And I know. People don't think that's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
Do you think most Christians are still in darkness think that's a blessing from God?
Yes, they do, brother. Yes, they do.
Well, that's they're misinformed. What the redemption of Christ paid for. We have to attain what Christ paid for. Now, you know, you can have a package at the store been paid for, but if you don't go and pick it up, you won't get it, will you? Or you won't have it delivered. It won't be. You won't have it, will you?
Amen.
It'll just be sitting there, right?
That's right.
If you don't go and claim it and say, by the way, I got a notice that I can proclaim through the gospel and claim what's mine. But you got to hear it by what? Proclaiming it. Proclaiming it so people will know, go and get it and claim it. It's yours.
Amen.
Or the devil will fight you tooth and nail. He will fight you with ignorance and traditions of men and church religiosity and ignorance and lack of knowledge. Say, we'll redeem from every curse of the law. Right. There is not supposed to be any hungry people among Christianity. Do you know that? That's not supposed to be. No, 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 no. Oh, no. We're not supposed to be. A born-again redeemed Christian may go through a temporary trial and a test. But that's not supposed to be. I never seen the righteous. What did David say in 37 Psalm? I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why is that?
Amen.
He said, I never, King David knew the covenant of Jehovah, I never, Psalms 34, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why is that? Do you know that many of a Christian are under a spirit of vagabond and want and can't feed their families and their loved ones? That's not supposed to be. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Now, you may go through a period of testing, a short period where God put, he may permit a testing of your faith for a period of time. But you know that we are not supposed to run around raggedy and hungry, can't feed our family as Christians. Oh, I've been going through this for years and years. I can't hardly make it. I just can get by one neck bone. No, 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 no. That's not the promise of the blessing. Something is missing because we do not understand the blessings of Abraham and Isaac that come through Jesus Christ. Now, I know there's coming a famine upon America like you've never seen before. A famine not only for the word of God. They don't want to hear the word of God. You know, more and more America don't want to hear the word of God. Amos 11 said, more and more people don't want to hear the real gospel. Is that right? Am I getting that halfway right?
That's right.
America has become more anti-gospel, right? In a great extent, right? That's a curse. Unbelief. You know unbelief? Or fail to believe the word of God, the gospel, that's a curse. You bring a curse. And that's one of the greatest sins at end time. Will I find faith when I come? Unbelief. Unbelief. Israel died in the wilderness, even though they had been made a promise to be blessed, but unbelief kept them from entering to the blessing, right? They died.
That's right.
They all died in the wilderness, millions of them. And only the children that was born in the wilderness or knew entered the promised land. Why? But the promise was when they left Egypt that the promised land was their destination. But they didn't get there, did they?
That's right.
Why didn't they get there? It wasn't automatically. If it had been automatically, it didn't make any difference. They just automatically had it, but they didn't automatically obtain it, did it? There's no automatic obtained it. Unbelief kept them. Rebellion, unbelief kept them from entering in to the promise. The same way in Christians, unbelief and ignorance will keep you from obtaining. Oh, I'm already redeemed from everything. Okay, I know, all right. When Christ, I accepted Christ, okay, all right. No problem. No problem. No problem at all. Now, you know, brother, the atmosphere in the sixth chapter of Revelation says the whole earth will be polluted because sin and greed. Now, the air in certain areas is unfit for you to breathe and had given long lung problems and breathing problems. It's so polluted in certain areas, right?
That's right.
And it's getting greater and greater. And, of course, Mr. Trump don't want to recognize no environment needed, none of that stuff. Because why has it come? Because greed, and the love of money, which has caused it. These big companies, they're dumping anything and everything in our waterways and getting away with it. Toxic waste. Now the fishes and the whales are coming out of the water and coming on the seashore and won't go back.
Amen.
You know, well, I know, but the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood and the spoken and authoritative word of God can bring deliverance. Jesus said, I come to heal, to deliver, to loose the captive. Now, one of the messages of the Elijah message was to restore all things. Do you understand when the angel messenger of Revelation 14 and 6, Malachi 4, Matthew 17, verse 9 to 13, said Elijah come to restore, and he says in Acts, the time of refreshing, and shall come from the present Lord, the refreshing and healing and deliverance, not only for people, but for the land.
Amen.
I will heal the land for your sake. It means I will heal not only the land, the atmosphere, hallelujah. I will make your water's ways fresh. I will make your atmosphere. I'll lift the curse over the atmosphere where the demons are controlling in the atmosphere because of paganism. You know, when you cross into a pagan nation, if you ever took an airplane, as soon as you cross in that nation, you meet all the demonic forces and when you enter into that territory. They're called territorial demons. They control that territory. When you cross into that territory, the prince that's over that nation, if it's a pagan, it's like India. You notice that Brother Savage and got very sick when he went to India because the demonic power, not only is the bad water in the atmosphere, but the demonic power is so great in India because they have 680 gods. Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with the brother. Okay, I'm the ignorant one. I admit I'm the ignorant one. I'm the one need to be taught. Okay, come and straighten me out, brother and sister. Come and correct me. Come correct me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, brother. I want you to read this one thing for the sisters. Come on. The blessings of Abraham shall come upon. When you read in ancient, the blessing of Abraham. What's the blessing of Abraham? The ultimate blessing of Abraham is not just the land that he gave to Israel and the city, but the ultimate blessing was the blessing that was given to the whole world, which is the seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Messiah. That's the blessing to the whole world, the law, the gospel, and the coming of the Lord Jesus. Those are the blessings, the law, the gospel, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who was lifted up. Hallelujah. The greatest gift. So when we celebrate his birth today, coming up, when we celebrate the birth of Christ, I didn't say celebrate M-A-S. I said when we remember the birth of Christ and celebrate the birth of Christ, not the M-A-S, not the X-M-A-X. Now, those that want to celebrate, you know, Jingle Bells and Harley Bean, that's up to them, you know. Rudolph, if that's what they want to do, okay. If they want to go and get in debt, think that has something to do with Christ, that's what they want to do. But that has nothing to do with Christ. Go and get in debt and get in $1,000 of debt and buying toys and Jingle Bell and Christmas tree it really has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, not the one of the Bible. But if you want to do that, by all means, go ahead and do it. The commercial side and the pagan side has nothing to do with Christ's birth so much. Now, that three wise men did come, and I'll explain that later. The three wise men did come where he was, and the shepherds was announced that he was born. But I'll get into that part later. Now, America has commercialized, and the Roman Catholic Church brought in all this pagan stuff and attached it to the birth of Christ. Now, I celebrate, and I think it's a wonderful thing to remember the birth of Christ. I think the whole world needs to keep remembering, because the devil is trying to push it. You know now, when you can say happy holidays, you can't say Merry Christmas no more?
Yeah.
Because the devil don't want to, you know, I do it on purpose, even though I normally don't do. I say, Merry Christ's birth. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Just to make the devil mad, you know, just to upset, you know. Just to make him mad. Just make the devil mad. All right. As we read Galatians 3 again. No, what is that? I want to read just a bit about the blessings. I'll bless you. Know, in Deuteronomy, he said, I'll bless you. He said, Israel, which is talking to us too, the redeemed church, because God is no respecter person of his law. He's no respecter person. The blessings of Abraham. If the blessing of Abraham come upon us, then the curses was there too to operate. But Jesus came to redeem us from. All right. Do you notice that I'm a person that I love, you know, when I go outside, when I go to certain places, I find it hard to breathe. It's changing the atmosphere. When you go to certain areas, the water is messed up and not pure. Things in the air that we live in a nation where pollution is just has taken over cities. Hallelujah. And Christ want to make a change. We're going to have to bless the atmosphere, bless the ground, bless the people, bless the water, brother, wherever we go. We're going to have to do like Elijah did, make the streams clean and pollute and rile against they can drink them. All right, then. The redeeming of us from the curses of the law. Have you not read that the hospitals in the Western world are being filled? Why is that? The psychiatric, the emotional, the mental, why is that?
Amen.
Brother, why do you think that's so?
Why the hospitals are being filled? Because of the curse that is active.
In every of the human condition, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, financial, people have more home problems, marriage problem, domestic problem, physical problem, mental problem, emotional problem. Why is that? If the blessings of God are automatic, and I'm not just talking about sinners alone, I'm talking about church-going Christian people are being affected by this. Huh?
Amen.
You got me, brother?
What? I hear you.
Huh?
Okay, I hear
just
you.
Make sure.
I hear you, brother. Okay. Yes, you know, brother. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just asking why all of this is filling the earth and affecting Christians and sinners and ungodly people and all people.
Because we're not walking in the light of the word, and we have taken for granted what the word tells us about when Jesus said, neither give the devil place in you.
Okay, how do you think they're giving, how do you think that the world and the nations and the different areas, the business world, the financial world, the Wall Street world, the church world, the religious world, the home world, how they're giving place. You want to say how they're giving place to the broken law of God, or violating or rejecting his law?
Yes, but, you know, degrees for the money that they desire, the things that they're doing to get the money that they love, that includes deceit, corruption, trickery, some case with some people, murder, you know. We got to include the murder in there. I know some people think that's far-fetched, brother, but let's just say everything ain't been reported in the open, okay? And, you know, the Bible tells us about in Ephesians that, for example, as the Christian, he said, well, in time past, you walk according to the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the mind. And we know that when we walk in that route, that opens up the door for the enemy to have a place within us.
Well, he can have within us and upon us and around us. Not just within us. He affects the atmosphere. Of course, he wants to come within you, but he doesn't have to come within you to affect you. He doesn't have to come within you to influence you. He doesn't have to curse the world. He can curse things about you that have an effect on you. For instance, the whole atmosphere could be poisoned and polluted, and it affects you and everyone that around it. Okay? The demonic influence around you can affect your decisions and what you do. It doesn't ever have to be in you. That's what he ultimately wants, to control you, to be in you. But he can be against you, around you, influence you. I'm going to turn this off. Do you notice that in the Western world that the people, especially young people, have to play this music 24 hours?
Amen.
Do you know why when you go in the Western world to certain groups, that you hear any car, they have this type of music that's playing just about everywhere, especially young people and middle-aged people and old people? They play this demonic music. Now, they don't call it demonic music, of course. But we'll get into the lady later on about how Satan is releasing this demonic music. And it's all in our homes. Our young people, day and night, got them things on their ears. They're playing witchcraft with these new witchcraft games. Our little children being taught it day and night, watching witchcraft and learning witchcraft. They're being not trained, taught that this is a form of witchcraft. Our children own these little games. It's a form of sorcery and witchcraft. With the music that they are listening to, it's a form of demonic witchcraft, and they're not. And every Christian don't know this. Oh, this ain't no harm, brother. It's just kids having a fun. Yeah, fun with the devil and his works.
Amen.
Well, I guess, you know, the enlightenment has to come, and we'll see how we begin to intercede to break curses over our families, over our community, over our lives, over the brethren, and those people that are facing great attacks from the enemy when they take the gospel to these nations. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
All right, do we have our sisters available? Now, you notice, whenever you cross into another nation, you have to deal with that principality over that nation.
Amen.
Do you know that Daniel the prophet, when he prayed about the principality over Persia, because that devil was holding up stuff, that principality was holding up stuff in the book of Daniel, and then the Lord God had sent Michael, the great warring angels, to make sure Gabriel was able to get through to take that message to Daniel. He needed some help from brother Michael. Michael came, and nothing can withstand Michael. Nothing, no demon, no devil, no prince can stop Michael and his host. He's the general. He's the 5-star, 6-star star general, brother. Amen.
Amen.
When he show up, demons and princes and all the rest of the devil, they have to go. They got to go. They got to go, brother. They got to go. Amen. When he show up,
amen.
I don't care what kind of principality and power is there, they got to go. Hallelujah. All right, then. Any of our sisters available today?
I'm going to give them a minute. I know hearing you make that request, I'm giving them a minute to be on.
Okay. Let's break a curse over our families, which we'll get on about family curses, how they operate in the physical, financial, the spiritual, the emotional, and the family area. Hallelujah.
That's all.
Let's
welcome Sister Anderson. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brothers. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. The word.
Hello, sister. We're glad to invite you to sharing of our time, a testimony and fellowship with the nations.
Amen. I thank God. The conversation was going on, I just think and I praise the Lord because the Lord has been dealing with me and speaking about the table is set. The table is set. And I just think and I praise the Lord because as you brothers was speaking and the word was going forth, you know, it was just giving me just more. It was more enlightening me as to why and what it meant by the table is set. And then when, you know, through this music and the atmosphere, the water, the land, you know, because the devil, you know, he's there. He's feeding the people and the people are eating everything that the devil is putting out there. And the word is necessary and is good. And I thank and I praise the Lord. He also, you know, was blessing because I was because he been giving me a lot about putting on that full armor. So I was kind of looking and researching, you know, in the First Thessalonians where it talks about, let us. It tells us in Thessalonians that. Let us who are of the day be sober and putting on the breastplate. And it's like, I was asking the Lord, you know, like of the day, you know, what does he mean by let us of the day? But then he, you know, kind of let me know that the ones that are of the body, you know, of Christ are the ones that are of the day. That's in the body and in the mind. It said, let us cast off the works of the darkness. And have no fellowship, you know, with that. And casting it off is putting you in the day where you're actually fellowshipping with Christ. And just, you know, those kind of things, you know, those things. And then about the table is set. And I just think and I praise the Lord because I be, you know, like reading and kind of researching on some things. And then it comes out. You know, I mean, it's like you just explain it like you knew, you know, what's being, you know, well, I'm sure through the Spirit of the Lord you do. But I just thank and I praise the Lord for the word because it is very, very enlightening. And I really hope that there are a lot of people listening because a lot of people do not know about how the devil is influencing through the music as was spoken. And how this air is polluted, water is polluted, and Chronicles it tells us, you know, and not just the soil, which is the land, but the bodies, because of the devil, and not knowing, because of the sacrificing, the suffering, and the shedding of the blood, and the death of Christ Jesus and his redemption, that, the promises that he have given us, and also how he's been saying, you know, through the word, that we have not because we ask not. So that includes
Amen.
Learning how to bind that strong man. Bind that strong man first. And I just, you know, I'm just thinking I praise the Lord because the table is set. The table is set. And, you know, it, to me, it's just a message that the Lord is, you know, the same as it is in that in the word of the Lord, in God's word. He's telling us what we need to do. But are we taking heed? Are we taking heed? Because it explains it in plain and simple parts. I just thank the Lord.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with the sisters around the world. And I thank God for the opportunity to move forward and come to the fullness of Christ. I was thinking that as people seek honestly and contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of old, to honestly put on, you know, all that Christ is. I believe as we come to the fullness of Christ, Ephesians 4, coming to the fullness of Christ, I think that we will see a great change in everything when believers begin to pursue beyond their traditional thinking and receive and seek and search for the fullness of Christ. I hope that all the groups who are Christian begin to seek and desire the fullness of Christ spoken in Ephesians 4. And I'm grateful, and I was reading a scripture. How many minutes we got? 5, 10 minutes, brother? What we got?
Oh, no, brother. You got more than that. You got about 20-some minutes.
Okay. Why do you think that the Lord said in the last days that he would send a messenger to restore all things? Now, here's the thing about that word, why there'll be need for restore all things. I've been thinking and coming to understanding because, you know, we have been, when the messenger angel Lord has come, we've been kind of stationed just on a few things and just like, mm-hmm. you know, like I just been eating this spinach, and spinach is the only thing on the meal, and I just got the potatoes, and that's it. But the Lord has set the table, and the table is full and spread, but we're not partaking of it. We just mm-hmm. been talking about, the Lord wants us to have it, you know, the name, the Church of Christ with the Elijah Messenger, that's it, and we're the only one, and basically that's it. And the devil's been cheating and robbing us of mm-hmm. the full measure. I think the devil's been cheating us, and we have not understood what he means. He said, I come to restore all things.
Yes.
Brother Nate, did mm-hmm. he say, I come to restore all things? Well, what the early church, mm-hmm. the early church of the apostles, we're supposed to go beyond that. Do you know that we're supposed to go beyond PDM? this is the day of the restoration of all things and go beyond, because we're supposed to have the full plate, the full measure.
Yeah.
Hey, I know it's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed
mm-hmm.
to receive a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit than Peter, James, and John in that day. We're supposed to have a greater anointing like Elijah and Elisha, double anointing. See, all these things are double and triple in the last days. I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So I feel like we're not understanding that he come to restore all things. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, restore all things mm-hmm. mean all things. It didn't say some things, did it?
No. All things.
Well, hey, man. Listen, it's no light thing for us to ask the Lord to what the gospel promised.
Amen. I want it.
All of it. Come
Amen.
To consecration and dedication.
Amen.
And come to consecration and obedience and say, hey, this belongs to me, Lord, for the glory. And devil, you're no longer going to rob me anymore.
Yeah.
And you're not going to longer keep me back with Christ paid a price for. I'm not going to allow you. He suffered such an agonizing death and suffering to I could obtain. Why should
yes.
I not have it when he paid the price
Amen.
Completely? I can't let no church-thinking, traditional, closed-minded people stop me from all that the gospel says.
Amen.
Amen.
I got to make a decision here.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He suffered. He gave his life. He bare
yes,
iniquity, sin, sickness, disease. He went into the heart of Lucifer captive. He became a scapegoat mm-hmm. outside of offering. And so
yes.
I got to build my platform and my foundation on that, my rock and my salvation,
mm-hmm.
complete in Christ. That's full. I'm supposed to walk
mm-hmm.
in a higher measure of faith
yes.
because I have the higher enlightenment.
Yes.
Amen.
Like, it's true. We cannot
Amen.
Longer let Satan cheat and rob us with,
yeah,
with
yeah.
church man-made thinking and traditions.
Amen.
Well, we can if we choose. But I make a choice today that is Christ and all of his redemption that he suffered and paid for is to be mine and my children and my children's children, and I'm supposed to share it with the whole world.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
What do you mean? What do you think authority means? We think authority
mm-hmm.
means it's just to baptize somebody and lay hands in the church,
mm-hmm.
and we think that's basically it, you know. That's it. Brother Nate, do you know what the Son of God authority really means? It means not just to have the authority to baptize by into the body of Christ and to ordain them. It doesn't stop there. Is that where it's going to stop at?
No.
Well, let me know. Hallelujah. Is that all it's going to stop and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The authority of the Son of God as a priest of God. Shut up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
As the sons of God, we heirs and joint heirs and the priests of God in Christ, we are a body of believers. We are all in the body of Christ, are a body of priests, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, Peter says. He's not just talking about the leadership. He's talking about the whole body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's act like royal children. I'm not talking about act like Mr. Trump now. I'm not talking that kind of, not like that. That's not what I mean.
Amen.
Not arrogance
Amen.
And pride and ego. But let's exalt Christ that he has made us heirs and joint heirs to all things in Christ. All things. Now, listen. We're coming to the place where we're going to have to gather into a room and say, listen here, you demon of death, cancer, disease, you can no longer have dominion.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Jesus has decreed that I live long and prosperous and be in health. We have to decree and stand up in these days and stop being, you know, like bashful.
Allowing
yeah. the Holy Ghost to say, live. The Holy
yeah,
Ghost
yeah,
said, live.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit
yeah.
said, live. So
yeah,
we command.
Yeah. Yes, man.
So we therefore have the audacity to command. Because we're not children of the earth. We're children of God. We're not children just of men. We're children of the Son of God. We are the, what's a minute here? Who am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who am
yeah.
I in Christ? Who is Christ in me? I got to submit. Yield that he be all in all. Because we're coming to the end of the age.
Amen.
The end of the world.
Amen.
The people are looking for the sons of God to stand up.
Yes.
Romans 8, they're waiting till the sons of God be manifested.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, you just can't just say, oh, I just come to baptize you, brother, that's it, and give you a Daniel and put you some papers. If that's, that ain't going to convince the world. I'm telling you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, that ain't going to convince the devil, nor the world.
Mm-hmm.
They still, the devil is still in charge of much of the earth. Do you know the devil is in
mm-hmm.
charge much of the earth? Do you realize that?
Yes.
If you don't believe it, go to your streets and where you live it, in your community and over the area, and see how much evil is influencing people.
Yes. Amen.
Let's be real.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be.
Let's come real. The devil is there. And know the saints are there, and some of them are doing mighty things, and the ones that are doing the mighty thing, he's attacking them because he don't want them to get loose because somebody else might get contagious. Because somebody might get infected with your anointing and your faith, Sister Helen or Sister Helen, and he don't want you to be around infecting them, and they might catch what you got.
Amen.
They catching that virus that the man said, but we gotta give out a contagious something that they catch over that. Called fire from the Lord, fire, holy fire,
holy
fire from the Lord. Lord, let us spread the contagious of holy fire from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Let us be contagious and spread this.
Jesus.
And let everybody catch hold to this contagious. Holy blood of Jesus.
Yes,
holy
Lord.
Love of God, grace.
Yes.
Power of Christ and Elijah. Let us be infected by that. In Jesus' name, wherever we seek him and call upon him. It's time to take back dominion of the earth. It's time to take dominion of our communities.
Yes,
Lord.
What if six people would join together and say, we're going to take back our community.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to stand for 6 months. And we're going to speak for 6 months. We're going to seek God and fast and stand together and join together bodily, and we're going to proclaim liberty to the captive over this small area here. We're going to take it step by step, community by community, street by street, Harlem street by street. We're going to take dominion, kingdom dominion, and we're going to fight. And we're going to win because greater is he that be for us than he that be against us. He is the Lord of hosts that go before us. We're going to release him to be the Lord of hosts. And we're going to take it back. And we're not going to take down. We're going to take the holy ground. We're not going to move back. We're going to move forward by the glory of God. We're going to say to the enemy, time out. The kingdom of God is here to take dominion.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And we're going to go from house to house, and we're going to declare that the plague, the disease, and we're going to stay in this woman's house and this home and proclaim liberty for her children and her children's children. And we're going to fight and war, and we're going to declare, take our holy ground and say, the spirit of Elijah is here. Ahab and Jezebel, you got to go.
Steadfast. Yes. Yes,
steadfast
Lord,
fight, linking arms together, standing our ground.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
now, as I go,
Jesus.
Get a picture from this. Now, Trump, you notice he said he refused to concede, even though it looked like he's losing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ought to get a picture of this. He's looking, the electoral process said he has lost, but he refused to concede.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do the saints learn from that? I don't care what the devil say you're losing. I don't care what it look like, Mr. Devil. I know you fighting and you putting away the wall. It looks like. It looks like. But I'm not conceding. I refuse to concede. Hallelujah. I refuse to concede. If Trump, who's in the flesh, said he refused to concede, I in the spirit will not concede to you, enemy. I will not concede.
Jesus.
I will not concede. I will not concede because I don't mean it. How many votes, how many battles you seem to have won, devil? I'm winning the war because Jesus has said he will cause me to triumph in Christ. Listen, Satan, the battle ain't over yet, devil.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to, as we close this, we're going to intercede for every home that's listening, every person that's listening tonight, for your home, where you are, your very home. We're going to stand in the gap against any curse of the devil and demons or bloodline curses or sin curses or idolatry curses. Our descendant curses, or the curse of sin and death, we're going to stand for every home that's listening.
Yes.
For every home that's listening to the talk brought this night.
Yes, Jesus.
And we're going to proclaim liberty to the captive.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get anyone to agree with me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
because
Lord,
if we don't start, the enemy will say you have conceded victory to him. So,
Jesus.
Brother Need, would you make a decree? And then, Sister Helen, would you make a decree? And Sister Anna, would you just make a short decree?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I decree the power of God to be manifest in healing to everyone that is standing in need this day, to the people of God, those who are on the missionary fields, those who are in the hospitals. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the word of God will go forth, manifesting the will of God, God's desire for his people to walk in divine healing and health. Healing from within, the healing without, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I decree it tonight before you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you will send a letter of rain, Lord God, that you will send a rain of deliverance, a rain of healing, Lord God, in thy precious and holy name. And I decree, Father God, hallelujah, and a little fire, that you will open up our eyes, Lord God, that we might see the more, Lord God. Father God, that we might run with the victory, Lord God. That we might speak that word of truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we decree deliverance and healing and salvation upon the hearts and the minds of your people and listeners all over the world, Father God.
In Jesus Christ.
And we decree
it right now. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I've come right now, Lord Jesus, standing and, Lord Jesus, agreeing and, Lord God, decreeing, Lord Jesus, Lord, against the powers of Satan, and would break his yoke and his every stronghold in your holy and precious name over, Lord God, each and everyone's household, over their children's, Lord God. Heavenly Father, right now, your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus, because, Lord God, you suffered, you died, you shed your blood, Lord God, that we might have healed and be deliverance, and Lord God, that we might receive, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, through the blood, God, through
yes.
the shed of blood that you said
yes.
that you've given yes. us the authority because
yes.
you said, Lord Jesus, that we are sons
yes.
and daughters. You said that, Lord God, that yes. your bread, you said it is the healing is the children's bread. So, Lord God,
yes.
with the authority given
yes.
unto us, Lord Jesus, by your shed
yes.
blood, we come against Lord Jesus. We come
yes.
right now. Against every
yes.
generation of curse, Lord God, against
yes.
every Lord God, every Lord
yes.
Jesus in your holy and precious
yes.
name,
yes.
Lord, because you
thank
said,
you, Lord.
Blessed, Lord God, blessed,
bless.
Lord God, Lord, because we can
yes.
overcome, Lord God, not by might,
yes.
but by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, so
yes.
Lord, tonight, by your shedded blood, Lord God, that we
yes,
come
Lord
against
Jesus.
That devil. Against our
yes.
Lord God, the devil that's trying to rule over the households,
yes.
yes.
break
yes.
it.
Yes.
We break it,
yes.
Lord God, in the holy and
precious
name.
Yes.
We decree it, and Lord God,
yes.
we decree in your holy
it.
And precious name, Lord
in
God. Lord, in your blood, by your blood, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know that devil cannot
yes.
cross the bloodline. So, Lord, we ask
yes,
that you
yes,
draw
yes,
the blood,
yes.
that you sprinkle your blood, that you draw the bloodline.
Sprinkle
draw
the
blood. Bloodline that the devil cannot cross.
Draw
Lord,
the bloodline.
Lord, we thank you
Jesus
for it.
Christ.
We thank you
Jesus
for it tonight,
for the
Lord
bloodline.
Jesus. We decree it in
precious
your holy
blood.
And precious name.
Yes.
Amen. Thank,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Father, we thank you, and we come in a perfect agreement with the body of believers as we pray tonight and all around the world. We release the bloodline of Jesus over the homes, wherever they're listening, over their children and their household, that the blessings of Abraham shall overtake them, and the word of the Lord, the gospel, shall convict them and heal them. We decree by the blood of the atonement of Christ and release it over their lives, release it upon them through the word of God. We cancel all the assignment of the strong man in their area and bind it off their children, off their children's children, over their household and counsel Satan. We leave the blood and the word of God and the sword of the spirit to counsel in the works and destroy the curses over their lives. Their eyes, their understanding may be enlightened. We release the warring angel with sword to come against the powers of darkness. Let the angels of deliverance rise upon them with deliverance and healing through the word of the living God. Lord, anoint their eyes and head. Let deliverance be upon them. Let a new awakening and a new beginning be upon them and their household and their children and their neighbor's children. They shall arise and call you blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, on the Heart to Heart, Brother Lee and the Handmaid, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock. PM. Once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. And for Brother Lee, it's a Brother Hunt, Sister Anderson, Sister T. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.